Hello and welcome to Stories from the Ridge, Macaulay's podcast series. I'm Lee Burns, head of school. In late February of this year, several hundred Macaulay alumni, friends, and patrons gathered for a wonderful evening of celebration and remembrances as we observed the 25th anniversary of the Michaels Dixon Scholars Program. It was, in my opinion, one of the most uplifting, celebratory experiences in Macaulay's long history, and rightly so. As those who were present observed, the Michaels Dixon Scholars Program is one of the most significant programs in our history and has helped transform our boarding program into one of the top in the nation. Today I'm joined in the podcast studio by Drew Reed, class of 1989, Macaulay's Chief Development Officer, and by Jonathan Webster, who this year joined the administration as Director of the Michaels Dixon Scholars Program. Jonathan, I suspect that most of our listeners to this podcast are familiar with the Michaels Dixon Scholars Program, but for those who aren't, why don't you start by briefly describing the program and how it works?
Hi, Lee. Thank you for including me today. The program's really remarkable. I think I've heard the legendary story of Ed being inspired by his own alma mater and its Moorhead scholarship program to suggest such a thing for Macaulay. And fast forward 25 years, and we've been reaping the fruit of that vision ever since. It's a program that, as an admission officer, gets me very excited by the story I get to tell around attracting the nation's best and brightest students to Macaulay, certainly, but boys who express the character and personality and values that Macaulay treasures and form a really important sort of core to each enrolling class. And so far in my tenure, it's been a joy to get to know our current boys and to work with my first ever cohort of MDS scholars this year.
And, you know, we've had now about 330 MDS scholars. The program was initially called the Honor Scholars Program, and we named it for Ed Michaels and Alan Dixon several years ago, who were the, you know, Ed and Alan were the sort of the vision behind it, the energy behind it, a lot of the philanthropic support behind it. And it really has transformed Macaulay, attracting these really remarkable boys. It really was exciting a few weekends ago to have from around the country, as far away as North Dakota and California and Connecticut and around the Southeast and beyond, some really, really talented boys. And Drew, as a member of the class of 89, we didn't have the Honor Scholars, the MDS program then.
And I wouldn't have ever been considered as one for that time, right?
well, you did just fine and great here. But I think you could see, and I guess when your son as a student here a few years ago, just how it really elevated just the whole caliber and strength of the student body.
I think one of the things that happens within the boarding community in particular is that close-knit culture creates this energy where you are always looking to your classmates and looking to them for help. And so when I watched this with me personally, what I experienced was I would go down the hall and talk to someone who was better at English than I was, or math. And you have this kind of relationship where the water begins to float up. You become a better academic student because of the people around you. And now Michaels Dixon Scholarships is bringing in these elite academic young men that really are great community fits. And the same part of the culture exists where what you have is other students being transformed and their trajectory changing because of their classmates.
Yeah, absolutely. Jonathan, you mentioned Ed Michaels several minutes ago, and certainly during the celebratory dinner with several hundred friends and alums that night, Ed's name came up a lot, as did Alan Dixon, and the two of them really were the vision and the energy and the philanthropic support to get this program launched. And then a couple of people on staff really made it into a reality. Steve Hearn, when the program was established, worked really carefully with Ed and Alan to develop the structure and the architecture of the program. He was Macaulay's director of admission at the time. He later served as our vice president for advancement until this past year. And then David Hughes, for many, many years, has been the primary person who's actually gone out and recruited for the Michaels Dixon Scholars Program, as well as our CLC camp. And it was really fun at the dinner that night. We surprised them with the announcement that there's going to be a Steve Hearn Endowed Fund and the David Hughes Endowed Fund within the Michael Dixon Scholars Program, so that those, so the legacy of those two men will be forever celebrated, and funding will flow into that to honor Steve and David. And actually, Steve and David, along with Haddon Kirk, sat down in our podcast studio recently to reminisce about the Honor Scholars Program, now called Michael Dixon Scholars Program. And Haddon Kirk was one of the very first Michael Dixon Scholars that first year, and he's now a member of the Board of Trustees. So let's listen in as the three of them talk about the Michael Dixon Scholars Program.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be here today with two really, really good friends of mine. I'm here with David Hughes, who for years worked with me in admissions at Macaulay, and he was director of boarding admission, and then he has gone on to become the director of the Michael Dixon Scholars Program and done a great job with that. And also with me today is another good friend, is Haddon Kirk. Haddon is a member of our Board of Trustees. He's a Macaulay alum, went to NC State, and he was in our first class of, back then it was called the Honor Scholars, and now called the Michael Dixon Scholars Program. So it's great to have you guys. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Yeah. It's today is also a very important day because we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Michael Dixon Scholars Program. And in doing so, we meshed it and put it alongside the celebration of it with the Michael Dixon Scholars Weekend. So we had candidates here today, and then tonight we have our Michael Dixon alumni and friends gathering for a dinner. So this is a great day. And David, just kind of thinking back to the very beginning of this program, what are your memories of what Macaulay admissions were like before the Michael Dixon program, and then once it was implemented, how did it come about on the admissions?
Wow, it was such a wonderful breath of fresh air because we had 10 to 15 to 20 kids coming in a year that were top end, and that was just, it just was an amazing lifting, I think, of the academics and changing of the school, because it made a huge difference. And I thought I was in candy land. You know, I was out there trying to find guys who could, you know, who had B's and are solid, great kids. And all of a sudden I'm dealing with these 99th percentile type kids. And I'm thinking, what am I doing talking to these kids who are so smart? But it's amazing. It worked out and sure has made a sizable difference, you know, in the boarding community. And yeah. And day two a little bit, but mostly the boarding community.
Well, I guess the idea of this merit scholarship program, it started way back with Ed Michaels. Ed Michaels, a former Macaulay trustee, a former board chair, and Macaulay alumnus class of 1960. And Ed also is a Carolina grad. And when he was at Macaulay and he was a senior, you probably have heard this story. One of his best friends was Charlie Battle. Charlie was a boarding student from Miami. And Charlie ended up receiving the Morehead Scholarship to UNC. Charlie was a great student. He had outstanding interest beyond the classroom. He was a leader. He had great character. And Ed said, golly, I wonder if Macaulay started a Morehead scholarship type program, if it would work on the independent school level. We know it works at the university level, but would it work on the independent school level? And so Ed, being kind of the great mind and high energy and hardworking man he was, started pitching the idea at Macaulay, and he shared it with Spencer Macaulay and folks in our development office, Curtis Baggett and Mel Cooper. And then they brought David, they brought you and me in on the conversation. And we decided to sit down with Alan Dixon. and pitch it to him, because Alan was the chairman of the Moorhead Foundation at Carolina. And so we all went over to Charlotte, met in Alan's conference room. Ed pitched the idea, and Alan said, "This sounds like something we can do." And so it's from there that we moved forward. And that's when it got really kind of scary, because then the fundraisers went out and started raising money for it, and money was coming in. And now it was like, okay, David, it's like we're a couple of puppy dogs chasing a car. And so we finally caught the car, and now what do we do? And so then we had to put together some volunteer teams, nominating committees, and just tried as best we could to hit the road and get the word out. And so that's
how I was looking at several of those teams we put together, volunteers, and we must have had five to ten by the end of, started them in different cities, and it took faster, but by the end of the time we were doing that. And then I remember we hit the Duke Tip list came. We finally were able to, we found out we could purchase that, and that was, oh heavens. We went from, finding great kids and our, clientele out there, alumni and other folks helping it, and parents helping us find it, to not only them, but we added on top of that the Duke Tip list, which no one else really was, had a program, and here we go sending stuff to them. And I remember the first year or two, not our program, but once we got the Duke Tip rolling, it just came in like crazy. And really, we couldn't even follow up on all the leads. And I thought I was in heaven, but it was interesting. And then, of course, that's all now interesting. Now there is no Duke Tip list. So we've got to, we're finding other ways to do that, and find those kids again.
Well, I think this would be a good opportunity to hear from Haddon about, how in the world did you hear about this program? Because you were over in Winston-Salem and doing really well, and then lo and behold, somehow word gets to you about this merit scholarship program.
Yeah, so I was going to Haynes Middle School in Winston-Salem, and at Haynes, the Winston-Salem Public Schools had centralized their highly gifted program. And so I was part of this highly academically gifted, which sounds funny, I think, program where the highest achieving students in the county were all together for middle school. And I remember David, I believe, came to Haynes Middle School, and they told us, this guy from Macaulay is going to come. He wants to talk to the boys about this new scholarship program. And, I think there was some marketing collateral that with beautiful pictures of Macaulay. And for me, I'm a big sports guy. I think there were pictures of the sack, and that was a big selling point for me. And I did have in my family, there's some boarding school background. But I had no thoughts really at that point in eighth grade. I wasn't going to apply to any boarding schools. I was all set to go to Mount Tabor High School and play soccer with my buddies and go to school there. But then found out about the program. I think a bit of competitive spirit was like, I better apply for this. sounds cool. So submitted an application, was fortunate enough to get selected to come to the first finalist weekend. And it sort of went from there. I mean, we had a great time this weekend with the 25th anniversary and the Michaels Dixon finalist weekend. And brought back a lot of memories, of the dinner the first night and spending time with the families, hearing about the school. In a lot of ways, it's very similar, and it was very nostalgic. And I feel really blessed that I got to be part of the first group.
I think that whole first class of honor scholars that came for that weekend, it was just magical. And they were all just such interesting individuals, bringing a lot of different talents and skills. And it was fun for us as we were kind of receiving these students and their parents on campus. I know the faculty who were involved in the whole selection and hosting process were just amazed. I mean, I heard so many comments, didn't you, Dave?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just neat to have. And that year, I don't know. I mean, it just the committees and the other folks and the kids that came to us, it's yes, we worked hard and we put things together, but it was almost like it was raining down on us, you know, this magic kind of, it was so great. It was just, you know, we were being blessed. And so these kids, I mean, we had, it's probably one of the, still the most competitive groups, even with all the Duke Tips and all the others. The first year just had a great group, and the yield was good from it, and the kids were fabulous. It was a real blessing for Macaulay to get have such a great start to the program.
Yeah, well, hadn't thinking back to when you were here for that weekend, and you were a Macaulay student. Were any of those guys that started with you on that weekend, did they end up being your friends and teammates? I mean, how did that carry forward from the weekend?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I think a couple things. One was it felt like the initial plan was to have two honor scholars, mm-hmm. and there were 20, let's say 20 finalists. You guys may know the exact numbers, but we were going to select two, mm-hmm. and that was it. There was no consolation prize,
as right.
it
were. Yeah.
And you guys will know the details a little better, but it seemed like throughout the weekend, the reception was like, wow, what a great group. And I think Ed Michaels too sort of said like, well, we can't only have two of these guys. We need to get all of them. Yeah. It's going to change the boarding program. And so I don't know what happened behind the scenes, but between that weekend and a few weeks later, you had managed to come up with half scholarships and quarter scholarships. So I think everyone that was here that weekend ended up getting offered some incentive mm-hmm. to come to Macaulay. And you asked, you know, did they end up as my friends? And the answer is certainly yeah. I think we have 40 alums that are here this weekend.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, a lot.
It was really neat to see them back and how much they enjoyed seeing each other and how much this had meant to them. And it really made a difference seeing them flying in from, you know, all parts of the country.
Can I share a story?
Yeah.
So I glossed over this a little in how did I first get here? But in addition to a visit to Haynes Middle School, there was and I spoke about this today at lunch. There was a visit by David to my house. You know, he came and sat in my living room and talked to my parents. And I told the joke today that he when he arrived and we were talking with him and you know, my mom said, "Well, how long did it take you to get from Chattanooga?" And he said, "Oh, about 5 hours." And we had it as a 6-hour drive. So I remember my mom being like, "Oh my god, like this guy is crazy."
Well, it probably did take him 5 hours.
Yeah. But even last night at the finalist dinner, I was sitting with a family from Milwaukee, and I said to them like, "How in the world did you hear about Macaulay in Milwaukee?" And they said, "Well, our son was." It was in an academically gifted program, and somehow Macaulay found out about him, and then David Hughes showed up in our living room. And so, yeah, I mean, I think David's being overly humble, but
yeah.
Of the 300 guys, I bet he's been in 300 living rooms making the pitch for Macaulay and the Michaels Dixon program.
I agree. I think David has propel this program forward just with his energy and his commitment and his passion for it and for what it could do to boys and with regard to their education. And Absolutely. There's no way we would be where we are today without David's energy and hard work.
Well, thank you. It's just so neat to see these kids when you see them come here. You know the talent they have. And, oh, my gosh, if they will drink everything out of the Macaulay cup that they're being given, and they do, it makes such a change in their lives. And once you're old enough to see them filter through, you know, year after year in groups of them, and you see how much they come back and talk about how valuable it is, their experience, it makes you bolder to go after other folks who you think have the right stuff. And it's been fun to do that. And now I just look back on it, and it just makes me smile to think of all these great kids having a Macaulay experience.
Well, one thing that this weekend also does is, yeah, sure, we look back and reminisce, but also it gives us a chance to look forward and to think, what might that next 25 years of this program look like? And how might it grow? How might it help shape Macaulay even more so? And Haddon, being on the Board of Trustees, you've been a part of conversations and some thinking, strategic plan thinking. How might this program look 5, 10, 15 years from now?
That's a great question. I think from the board viewpoint, there's a strong desire to continue to invest in the program and to grow. Lee gave a talk to all the MDS alums this morning going through the strategic plan. In one of the pillars in the strategic plan involves growing the Michaels Dixon program from about 75 to about 125.
Wow, good.
And, you know, I think if you talk to the leaders who have been around the school for these 25 years, Kenny Scholl and Hank Hopping, and the list goes on. I mean, I'm amazed at the tenure that we managed to get out of our faculty and staff, and obviously you two included in that list. But I think all of them will say, wow, the start of the Michaels Dixon program was really a turning point in you know, the history of the school and especially in the history of the boarding program. And as we build out new dorms and continue to grow the number of boarding students, having more Michaels Dixon, it can only continue to set the bar high and drive the culture of Macaulay.
I think that's great news to hear, because David and I, we both know firsthand how remarkable this program's been. And what I hope will happen is that whole group of alumni who are here and those who weren't able to make it, but they become further involved in the program as we seek to increase the size of it. We're going to need more people providing us with the names and recommendations of great boys. And so we're going to need help in that area. We're also going to need help from our alumni and friends and parents with regard to building the endowment that supports this program. And we've had some incredible, wonderful success early on with building our endowment, but to get it to the point, Haddon, that you had mentioned, it's going to require the reinvestment on behalf of our Michaels Dixon alumni and friends. So that's exciting. It's going to require more work, but, you know, Macaulay, we're not afraid of hard work, and we know that this work will produce great fruit.
That was Steve Hearn, David Hughes, and Haddon Kirk reminiscing about the Michaels Dixon Scholars Program and even its future. And those three men, and particularly David and Steve, with all they did to sort of bring that program to life, it's really remarkable.
And really, I think that one of the highlights of the dinner was to be able to celebrate the people, not just Ed Michaels and Alan Dixon, but to to celebrate the people who executed on it and created it. The David Hugheses of the, who was out there beating the bush, finding those students, and Steve Hearn, who was helping really orchestrate it and manage it all. And so it felt fitting that night to not only honor Ed Michaels and Alan Dixon, but to celebrate the creation of two funds in Steve Hearn and David Hughes's honor. And the purpose of those funds is that we would fundraise to create $1 million into each one respectively, so that Macaulay will always have a Michaels Dixon scholar that has come in honor of Steve Hearn and in honor of David Hughes. And so that was certainly it was a joy to do that. It's been amazing to see the Michaels Dixon community rally early, with already committing over $200,000 to that from just a small sample of four people. So our goal is to raise $2 million in total between those two funds as we look towards long-term, truly growing Michaels Dixon to even better. But that's the start of that, Lee. Yeah.
And let's talk, Jonathan, about the future of the program. What is next in terms of quality and growth and sort of vision as we move forward with the Michaels Dixon program?
Yeah, thank you, Lee. Listening to those guys reminisce and hearing a bit about David and what I've come to think of is the David Hughes effect of visiting with families at their kitchen tables and their living rooms, and sort of the personal touch and the drive, the relentlessness that he brought to and has brought to the recruitment of these top boys. You know, one way we could grow this program to achieve the board's the strategic vision to increase the population to around 125 is we could clone David. We could, you know, we would need three or four of him to kind of achieve that effect. And so it, one of the things I've been thinking about a lot is how to retain the best of the David Hughes approach, that very highly personal and to a degree aggressive way of making sure the right boys are hearing about Macaulay, but leavening that and building on it by introducing some approaches that allow us to talk to more people in more systematic ways about how great Macaulay is and how wonderful the MDS program is. We'll need a lot of friends and allies to help us with that, and some of the thinking that those guys did in the early days around sort of regional nominating structures at the city level. You know, we're going to borrow some of those ideas to kind of democratize, return to a place where we're sourcing leads for fantastic boys. But I think one of the ways we're going to get this done is by growing the endowments in the way Drew is talking about, being able to offer more and bigger scholarships, but also telling more people about the program through marketing programs that are going to help us get that done.
And right now we're at 73 boys, so getting to 125 is the strategic plan calls for. It's going to take many, you know, Macaulay ambassadors out there spreading the word, and then also many millions of dollars as well to have the scholarship dollars available to offer to these great young men from around the country.
Absolutely. I mean, and there is one of the things that if we come back to, like, the idea that elite students, that all ships float up with the tides, that the entire Macaulay community, even those who aren't the Michaels Dixon scholars, benefit by being in the classroom, by hearing the discussions, by thinking in different perspectives. And that's really what is so transformative for so many of us as alumni, that we can look back and see, whether it was a teacher or a fellow student that helped us change the trajectory of how we thought, challenged us to new heights, and really is at the ethos of who Macaulay is.
And I'd say also it energizes the faculty and staff as well, when you've got these, you know, these remarkable boys and the different ways they're going to contribute to the school community. It's really It's really exciting and energizing. So it really, it's a win-win with, you know, all of our, with overall student body and all students and faculty and staff. And it's just been a wonderful program. And it was just so special to have, you know, over the weekend to have our prospective scholars there, and then to have hundreds of former scholars themselves and their parents to come back and to honor Steve and David. It just felt like a big blue Macaulay moment.
It did. I mean, it was the excitement, the celebrating of all of it being together. It was, you know, guys from the class of 02 to the class of 2021. I mean, just that, the sheer breadth of it, and to hear their excitement and the unity behind it, that even though somebody had come 20 years later, to still experience it, and the parents celebrating it, it was just remarkable.
Yeah. Well, I even said, I made a joke that might come back to haunt me, and it was that in weaker moments over that weekend with our MDS candidates also in attendance, they saw that energy, they fed on it, it was very impressive and moving to the families. And then in a weak moment, I said, we should do this every year. I don't know that we can accomplish the scale every single year, but it is in keeping that line of thought with the direction I think we'd like to go, which is create more ways for friends of the MDS program to engage with it. And so more to come on that. Yeah. We're not quite sure how we'll get that done, but we might try to have a bigger, grander party every year, so to speak, on that particular weekend.
Well, definitely more to come, and there's always more to come at Macaulay. We're always in a mindset of how do we grow, how do we get better, how do we improve, how do we take the best of Macaulay and make that relevant to the boys of this generation and the next, and the MDS program and the overall strategic plan, I think, does that. And so thanks for everyone for tuning in today, and great things to come, and go Big Blue.